I haven't been doing fairly health-wise. I've done so many days.
Okay. This year being an Ibra year, it's a special year. Generally, Parsha Shemini comes out already mid of the Omer, you know, in the second week of the Omer. You know, this year it comes out on Parsha's Parah. All right, and we'll research the connection of how, you know, this uncommon but happens every so often, Parsha Shemini and Parsha's Parah cross over. Hey, the Medrash.
What is that?
Oh, that's a washing machine. Whatever.
Somebody's stomach is gone.
Anyway, so all right. So the interesting thing is the Medrash is a preoccupied, the very first Medrash this week's Parsha. You know, saying which, you know, it's not a hard question, but it's something to ask. You know, it's a Vayi Bayom HaShemini on the eighth day. What do you mean the eighth day? What are you counting from? Right? The eighth day. So date-wise, what was the date? The Yom HaShemini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Which is, you know, apropos that, you know, we're headed there. You know, that's 1 week away. It would be better if we've worked out as Parshas HaChodesh. It would have been exactly. But you know, Yom HaShemini was Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
It's Parshas HaChodesh and it's Rosh Chodesh.
Right, correct. Right, but So the thing is like this. Why is it called the eighth day? Right? So seemingly, you know, because, you know, for a technical reason, that prior to that were the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was serving as the Kohen Gadol. And it was something very interesting that, you know, during those 7 days, they assembled the Mishkan, did the Avoda, disassembled. On this eighth day, which was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that was when the Mishkan was put up on a permanent basis, you know, pending whenever Am Yisrael had to, like, travel to the location, Mishkan would be up and stay up. Right? And that's when Aaron gets the kahuna. So seemingly it's a fresh start. Right, it's a new order that now the kuna passes to Aaron and the Mishkan stays up. You know, but no, the Torah, you know, correlates it. Then no, call it the eighth, even though the 7 days of Milum was one mahalach with Moshe Rabbeinu as the Kohen Gadol, and he had a beged lavan like we discussed once without a hem. He didn't have big day kahuna, and he took it down on, you know, this day. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, you know, normal functioning. It passes to Aaron, and he does the avodah with the normal big day kuna, and the Mishkan is up to that. But like the Torah connects it. It's the eighth day. Built on top of those seven, where the Mahalach was totally different. Right?
Go ahead.
So we're going to discuss what that means exactly. We're going to finally discuss what that means. Why is eighth l'mal
midarach hateva? The eighth day after the 7 days.
7 day week.
Right,
eighth day
after
the 7 day of creation is also a normal day. The first Sunday, whatever. Everything was created the first 7 days of the world. The eighth day is also
Well, you actually said something which is deeper than what you think. So the Medrash opens up and goes through all the sevens that we have in our history. It's very interesting.
It's over like 500. Over like 500?
That we know. There was not 500 in this in the exams. It's like six or seven examples.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, sevens. And which is interesting. It doesn't even talk about the eighth, right? It talks about the sevens. Now we're going to take three examples from this Medrash, and you'll see that two out of those three, you know, very much have to deal with the crossover between Parsha Shemini and Parsha's Parah. So I'm going to start with the very first one. Vayi b'mashmini, Rav Abba Bar Kahana Pasach, Chochmas Nonshim Basa Besa, Tavcha Tivcha Shachsa, right, this is a Pasach in Mishlei, the wisdom of women built the house, carved out seven columns, Chatzam Udea Shiva, and they set up, set up an unbelievable barbecue, called everyone for the Suda,
And then the fools, you know, strayed. That's roughly the psukim in Mishlei. So what is that? So what is these psukim referring to? So it's going to be like many different drushas on this pasuk. So right. So you know, Rav Ava Bar Kana brought you know all the different drushas on this pasuk. So Rav Yirmiyah Bar Eloi pasach krava briyasa shel olam. So Rav Yirmiyah Bar Eloi darshins this pasuk on the creation of the world. That's what Yaakov was thinking. You know, darshins on the creation world. Chokmos Bansa Besa, you know, the wisdom created out Zah Korshu, Chasid Be Hashem B'chokma Yasad Eretz. That's a Korshu, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei elsewhere. Hashem B'chokma Yasad Eretz. Hashem with wisdom founded the earth. So Chokma Bansa Besa, Chokma built the house. The house is the world itself. Chotzva Amudeha Shiva. It has seven pillars. Elu Shivas Yamei Bereshis. The 7 days of Bereshis, Shabbos included. Shneim Rakshesh Mim V'Yirachim Es Yom Hashvi. Tavcha, tivcha, and you know he slaughtered, he butchered, you know, in preparation for a suda. That's Yochim, Totsarts, you know, nefesh chaya, you know, brought forth all the animals. Mascha yena, and he poured the wine. Yochim yikavu amayim, let all the waters gather to one place to expose land. That's like pouring, right, making all the waters flow to one place. Af orcha shulchana, I set the table. Yochim tacharts desha, esem matzvei zera. That's like setting the table, making all you know the earth be filled with vegetation, like setting the table. Shulchan Aruch said Tikra, that he called, you know, for his maidens to come. That's Ze Odom Vachava. Al Gapem Rome Kerzes, she Sitan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called them to come on the heights, right? So that's she Sitan HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Karos HaHus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually sort of led Adam and Chava astray, because he called them gods, called them Elohus. Right? Meaning, because the Nachash, you know, was the, you know, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Nachash to tell him that if you eat from this tree, Visem Kelohim, right? So that's, you know, so they were misled. They could be like gods. Achar Kol Tev Hashevach Hazeh, Mi Pesi Yosur, you know, the fool strays. Hine Heminichu Dato Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vahochu Achar Dato Shal Nachash. They abandoned what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planned for them, and they went after the Nachash's Eitzah. Bishuka Chosolev Amrlos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who calls them, you know, one of, you know, empty heart, meaning empty of intelligence, and that's the Pasuk Yofer Atov, you're nothing but earth, and you're going to go back to earth. Right? Doesn't really mention the eighth. There's the seven, Chotzam Udeh Shiva. The eighth is not mentioned, talks about, it was, you know, the failure. Right, and we have the Medrash follows this pattern a few times over. I want to jump to something that happened, you know, elsewhere in the Chumash. It says like this: the Bar Kappa Pasuk Kra B'Tayra. So Bar Kappa, the Bar Kappa darshan this whole pasuk on Tayra, right? That the Ksiv Torah Chachmas Bansa Besa Zutara. Kadod Ichsiv, Ki Hashem Yitain Chachma. So Chachma is the Torah, right? And Chotzva Mudeha Shiva, it has seven pillars. Elu Zayin Sifrei Torah, because there's seven parts to Chumash. So Medrash Es, Falu Chamisha, well, it's five parts to Chumash. So Bar Kapora, Avi Mireshe, De Vayida, Barad Vayim Bitzara Chad, right? Min Vayi Bitzara Uvenu Chol Chad. So now with the two opposite nuns that surround the parsha Vayib Ben Soa and Uvenucho Yomar, there's a nun before, right? So it cuts up Sefer Bamidbar to before Vayib Ben Soa, Vayib Ben Soa, and after Vayib Ben Soa. So, right? So that therefore it becomes seven parts to Chumash. So of course, so seven sections of Chumash because of how you make Sefer Bamidbar 3, right? Tavcha Tivcha Elo Onchen, you know, butchering, you know, for the Suda. Butchering is the onshin, you know, skila sefer harak and chenek. Mascha yena, right, pouring the wine, el kam chaz zereshavis, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh. Mascha miloshim maseches, so that's zereshavis and kal v'chaymers. Af orcha shulchan, el achanim, and you know, setting the table is the halachas of erachin, all in yonei Torah. Shulchan al seh tikro yisrael, and akash will call to the maidens to come, that's klal yisrael. Al gaibros kareis, you know, come on to the heights. She Sitan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Karasan Elhus, also Am Yisrael got misled. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them deities. She Nema Ani Amarti Elohim Atem, which is Am Yisrael by Mamed Ar Sinai. We're on a level of Elohus Kiv Yachol.
Achar kol shevach hazeh, mi pesi yosrein, the fool strays. He minichu da'ato sha'akosh baruch hu, v'omru le'ego, elo elohecha Yisrael. B'shoken chasr lev, omru lo achin kodom tamusun. And therefore, because they went, you know, they left, again, discussion, they left da'ato sha'akosh baruch hu, and they went after the ego. Right, and so now be lacking in intelligence, Hashem tells him now, Achen Kodom Tamusin, the second half of the pasuk. And he marked it to him, Achen Kodom Tamusin. So there's a few other examples. We'll jump to the example that comes from this week's parsha. Says like this, Rav Abba Bar Kana Pasuk Ra Ba'ol Moed. Hashem, this pasuk of Mishlei refers to Ol Moed, you know, the Mishkan. Right? Chochma Bonsa Besa Zeb Bitzalel. Shene Mar Velso Ruachim Bachma Tvunu Vidas. That's Bezalel, who has the Chachma to build the Mishkan. Chatzavodeh Shiva, there are seven pillars. Elu Zayin Yemea Miluim, the 7 days of Miluim that we spoke about, that Moshe Rabbeinu served and they, you know, erected and, you know, and disassembled the Mishkan. Harosiv Kishesimim Mimalas Yetchem. Tavcha Tivcha, slaughtering, you know, for in preparation for the Sudah, Elu HaKorbanos. Shechti the Korbanos. Moscha Yena, Elu HaNesachim. And Nesachim Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Af Orcha Shulchana, and he's saying at the table, Ze Lechem Aponim. Is that right? Be Orech the Lechem Aponim. Shulchan Arzea Tikra, call to the maids and maidens, that's Moshe Adachse Vereshmini, Koram Moshe Arnu Vana. Right? It doesn't follow through, right? But it's pretty clear that, you know, if you... The continuation of, you know, the failure that there was not of Aviv, right? Right? And that sort of makes sense, because the pattern is, Kochu achar ozvu dato shomakom, they didn't go with the plans of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they went after their own das, ba'krivam eshar shalotzivas, even though the Medrash doesn't spell that out black and white, but that's what's implied from the continuation, right? There's this... So, from the three examples that we brought, even though the Medrash brings a few more, right? Bria Sa'olam, right? The Torah and Cheta Ego, right? And, you know, the building of the Mishkan, and presumably, you know, the Chet of Nodav Aviv that ensued after that, right? You know, to understand what's going on over here, right? That the wisdom builds a house of seven. The house is, you know, of seven, right? So that's so going from the very first example, right? Bria Sa'olam, they're always created in 7 days, right? You know, and of course during those 7 days, everything that exists, right? Lo nishar, rak uga, rak uga. His wife made it. His wife made it. Okay. Right. Wow. His wife is his granddaughter.
No.
Israelis aren't allergic.
Right. Okay.
Fine. You know what a bump is?
Yeah, we have like a few. My siblings just came back from Israel. We have a few lying around the house.
Okay, I want to test it if they finish.
Okay, he never had bamba before.
Oh, no, we have it here.
Kids are... We're sorry. We regret the. We now resume normal programming. This goes on the OU site. You know that? Yeah, it goes on the OU site. Everyone's famous here. Right, this was a commercial for Bamba, but now we resume.
And your kids won't be allergic to tomato butter.
It's a shahakol. If you have a shahakol yet, yeah, you have a shahakol. Oh, there you go. Dig in. There you go. Goes good with the cake. Right. Right. Seven. All the forces of creation, right, were set up in 7 days. Right, and hence, you know, the idea that teva, meaning the nature, olam haza, right, the physical forces were created in 7 days. What's the function of the eighth? So what's the eighth? Let's just ask a question like this. What's the eighth? Everything was created in seven days.
Eighth is perfection.
Good. Well, that's...
Super mundane.
It's the future.
Supernatural.
Right. And so what?
It's what everything it's leads to.
It's not to. Right.
Maybe it's the Vegas, maybe.
Right.
Not called Vegas. Right. Because Hashem created the world, so be dubbed in it.
Right. There are seven separate days. Right. And no 2 days exist at the same time. Right. You know, Sunday's not Monday, and Monday's not Tuesday. Right. The separate seven forces, and the world was created with 10 different utterances in course of those seven different days, right? So the eighth is not a new creation. All the forces were created. So what's the eighth? The eighth is the idea, right, of how to pull the pieces together in different combinations. Right. That's the idea of the eighth.
Is it what?
The idea of the eighth. Right, is how the world could be pulled together in different types of combinations, pulled together in many different forms. Right, now you might say Mechtesi, who says the world could be combined? Who says? Maybe the world is what it is. Who says it could be pulled together? So that's what the pasuk opens up. Chachma bansa besa, right. There was wisdom that was put into. There's chokhmah, right? These are not dead forces, right? These are forces that were intelligently designed. Hence, what we call technology. Technology is really a chelik of the bria itself, because there's chokhmah in everything, right? And that chokhmah has to be unlocked, right? And it's the chokhmah that's in everything, which says there's intelligence in everything, that these things could be pulled together in all types of intelligent designs. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a world of seven, which is a world of potential. And it has also in it the potential, right? The potential to produce amazing things.
So why
right?
Do you got that as a Goyish job and not the Jewish job? Jewish job is only to learn Torah, but not to develop the world in any way?
That's not true, so we say we do.
But that's the way it is today. Maybe it's biblical
times. No, just the opposite. My Rebbe, Rav Shiva, Rav Yaakov Arman, Zichron Bracha, said that the Mekubalim have said that an aspect of Shechinta Begalusa, that the Shechinta is in Gaulus, an aspect of that is that the science is by the Goyim now. That Shechinta Begalusa. The science is supposed to be by Yidden also, just like the Torah is by us.
That's something that Barry said on Farm Night, that there's not enough Jews doing science.
What?
He's complaining about the fact there's not enough Jews doing science.
Yeah, but the thing is that he was using it for somehow to back Sanders, and I don't know why. Right, and that's why we threw him out. We'll get you more.
No.
And they do. Good, sir. The, there's koach ha-chokhmah in creation. You know, like you're a person, you know, when you look at the photosynthesis, you know, which is in plant life, you know, and all the energy that there is in the kochos ha-teva, there's tremendous chokhmah there.
Chokhmah,
yes. Tremendous chokhmah, bonsa besa, because the koach of chokhmah build the world. But it's just laying there, disassembled, locked up, right? Right. It's the Adam's job to reveal the chachma that's in the bria. Right?
So why is it eight?
Right. No. So the eighth is, you know, when you unlock the potential, and a function of unlocking the potential is also in pulling things together in different combinations. When you make a machine, when you make any type of contraption. Right? You're pulling together pieces. Right? But when you pull together the pieces, you're unlocking the b'chinas ha-chokhmah that was in each and every piece. But if the piece will stay alone, the chokhmah will remain sealed up within it. The chokhmah that is in each and every piece is mitzad, how it interfaces with other things. And that's how the chokhmah that's in everything comes out. But the chokhmah that's in everything comes out when things are pulled together. When things are pulled together. And it's intelligent design that pulls things together. We mentioned this a few times. The achdus that pulls things together, it's not something physical. Something, you know, we have a disassembled watch on a scale. and you put an assembled watch on the other side of the scale, they weigh exactly the same. The achdus and the intelligent design is not something physical. It's something spiritual. Right? But it's a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts, because the bechinas hachochma, the utility, you know, what this combination is capable of producing, what the machine can do, as opposed to when it was in separate parts. It's not the problem when it was in separate parts. Each part could, let's say, is made out of seven parts. Each part could do 1/7 of the job that the machine does. Mapitom, it does zero of the job. When it's together, and every part's choshuv, and the b'chinas ha-chochma, the hachana for everything to do something amazing, comes out when you pull the pieces together. And that's the nekudah, it's called the eighth. Because it unlocks, why is it called the eighth? Because it unlocks what's within the seven. So it is called the sum of the parts. But it's a whole that's greater than the sum of the parts. It's not seven, it's eight. There's a new aspect, a new koch comes out. But that new koch comes out is the b'chinas ha-chochma. The chachma, bina, and das that was encoded within all those pieces. That when you leave those pieces separate, the chachma, bina, and das remain sealed away over there. Yes, that's the hosafa that the Adam makes, right?
So we are the eighth.
We are the eighth. The Adam is the eighth. The avod of the Adam is the eighth. But here's the thing, right? The Adam in his passion to create and to put his stamp on the Bria. That his stamp on the Bria is the tikkun of the Bria. Why is it called the tikkun of the Bria? Because it unlocks all the wisdom that's encoded within the Bria. Right? That when he pulls the Bria together in all different types of shapes and forms and combinations, he unlocks the chokhmah that was in the pieces.
Potential.
Right. There's potential, right? And the Adam does it. It's called the eighth because it's not just the sum of the parts. Right, it's the whole that's greater than some parts. That's the bechina of eighth, which is what we call lemala min ha-teva. It's lemala min ha-teva in the sense, right, that it's another aspect that gets revealed in addition to the way God left the world, because God left us a world disassembled with a lot of potential in it. Man has to pull the pieces together, and with pulling the pieces together, unlocks the potential, unlocks all the chokhmah that's away in it, right? And that's, you know, why we find, you know, consistently that there is this tension, right? That the Adam wants to create. The Adam senses that's his mission, and that's the Indian that the Adam is a bardas, right? Bardas is miloshin, you know, aside from being intelligent, bardas is miloshin of connection. Adam yoda schava ishto, right? It's our koch of das is supposed to pull things together, make connections between things.
Right? Is this all material, or it's like the...
No, so it's the material and the technological koach that we unlock by pulling things together, right? Is the chitzonius? It is the outer layer of the tikkun that Torah makes. That there's also spiritual potential in the world that needs to be unlocked. There's spiritual energy also. Chachma, there's chachma tata, lower wisdom, which is technology, and there's chachma satira, right? Istako boiraiso bara alma. There's divrei Torah in everything. There's also the spiritual potential there is in everything that we unlock, right? And the technology is the chitzonius of it, right? And the Torah is the primius of it, and that's what Marashiva said. They saw in the Mekubalim. That it's terrible that the Torah and technology split, that the technology is by the Goyim and only the Torah remains by the Yidden. You know, that's called Shchinta Begalusa.
Except
all right. That's centrist Orthodox propaganda. All right, but it's okay. It goes on the OU site. It's perfect. Goes on the OU site. Anyway.
Are you uploading this?
It's uploading to the OU site.
Is it right now already?
No, not yet. Tomorrow.
No.
We're going to leave it in. Right? They'll love it.
Give it to me. I'll edit it for you.
The unrated version.
Right. Right. But now you get to a little bit to understand the what it means after all this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up, he made all the seven pillars, set the table, meaning he set up all the potential, Well, it was like a set table. We just had to, it was all laid out. We just had to like pull it together, right?
Well,
like just,
really,
you know, eat it. Eating is integrating it.
It's actually a set table until Adam sinned.
Right, but what he said, but it's a step forward. Hesiton v'karon Elohus. They got God syndrome. You know.
Creativity.
There you go. But so now you have a test. So what's the Lashon HaMarash? Ozvu das HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ocho achrei das nochash. Right, which is Das Yetzer, right? We're supposed to, you know, God has a plan for the world, and we're supposed to be the ones that will fulfill the plan. He left us a world to finish off. We're going to pull the pieces together, and we're going to unlock the potential, and the two go together. The potential that's in each and every component only comes out when it's linked up with the whole. When it'll be in a vacuum, it'll stay locked away. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to, that's the site of Tumah versus Tara in a second. We're going to get to that. Right, but so it's man who, but man, you know, the power could go to his head. Say, I want to form the world in my image, not the image that God wants. God has, you know, like gave us the Torah, which is the instruction manual, and we're going to like pull the world together by His map and according to His plan. Ozvu das akarshu v'ochu achrei das nachash. Ozvu das akarshu v'ochu achrei datam. Man rebels. Man rebels and says, you know what, if I have this power, you know, I'm going to mold it in my own image. I'm going to give my own surah to the world. Right? And right, that's a God syndrome. Hesitam shekaron Elohus. They were misled by the fact that they were called, you be like gods. What does Rashi say in that, you know, when the Nachash said, Visim Kelohim?
Right? Try to mimic God.
In a good way. Mimic him, like him. Like mamash, mimic him. Not mimic him and rebel against him. Mimic him and be like him all the way. That you're going to carry out God's plan. He wants to finish it off through you. Right? You're going to be shutfo shakar shbrochu, his partner. Right? We rebelled. Right? But as well as Rashi say on that, Yerisim Kelim, Yotzrei Olamas. You're going to give your own form to the world. And they went for it. Right? They went for it. So that was by Bria Sa'olam, and that's what brought Misa to the world. Afrata v'afartashuv. Misa. Tumas Misa.
I don't know because whenever secularists, whenever people give up religion, they create their own religion. They always substitute religion for religion. For example, in communist Russia, they gave up religion, communism became their religion. They began to teach communism, the government, whatever it was. Today, all the secularists, they have their own little religion. This one, it's animal worship, you know, where they want to give human characteristics to animals. So, you know,
No, it's true. You know, there's a...
They're creating another religion. And
it's just a different religion. Now it's liberalism.
They'll kill for it.
Yeah. Emma, it's all true. All right. What are you thinking, Yaakov?
No, see, the last thing you said is they brought Misa into the world.
Very good. And now you're getting already Parshas Parah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're getting there.
I think I'm another.
You're not there yet. Yeah, okay.
Who also died.
Yeah.
But it was a little bit different because they weren't trying to rebel against the
That's right. They weren't, but it was still Asher Lo Tziva. They made the decision themselves. They're Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabbam.
They didn't wait for God. They took their own.
Own recipe, and that's why they're a little bit different than the rest, and we're going to discuss that. It's getting there. Oh, it's like the right, but let's go. So that's by Bracious, right? And that's by Bracious, right? It brought Misa into the world. Now here's the amazing, right? And it happened again by Matan Torah. You know, by Matan Torah, we were, you know, Yisrael Shom Da Har Sinai Paskas or Muslim temporarily at Mamad Har Sinai, we were like Adam Rishon before the sin. We had rectified and we could have like had Torah and Mitzvahs on a much higher level, right? And we were called gods in that time. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem. But we much felt the power to create, refashion the world. Put our imprint on it, right? So now in that state of, you know, sort of being drunk with power, combined with being confused, what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? They took matters into their own hands. And they decided to make like their own Mishkan. That's why the Kuzri understands it. Right? They want to make, you know, we're going to make our own Mishkan. Right? They took matters in their own hands and they made a Pesel. Right? Right, but it was all like they took matters into they're going to reform Judaism because Moshe Rabbeinu was gone, and but also felt that they had the power, you know, to take matters into their own hands, right? And that brought death back into the world because if they would have held that level, they would have never died. So it's interesting when they do that, they bring death back, right? So I want to talk about this a little bit more, right? And understand that life. The mitzias of life is all about chibur. It's all about connection, right? Like the connection between body and soul. Death, right, is always a type of separation, right? As a matter of fact, the Kuzri writes in Ma'amar Sheni, right, that you could view all forms of tumah as a type of death. Like hotza zel vatola, you know, death, you know, nida, death, you know, it's potential for life that died. So it's not the big tumma, like real death, but it's small death. And it goes on that even tumma shrotzim might be able to be explained that way. Death force, a certain death force that there is, that all tumma is a form of death. Right? But it goes deeper. It goes deeper that you find in the halachas of tumma and tahara, right, halachas of paraduma included, you know, tumma is for 7 days. All Hilchos Tumah go in sevens. Mm-hmm. You lock up the Masara for 7 days. Seven, 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 seven. Eighth is always a day of Tahara. Mm-hmm. Right? Cause out. Yes, but it's more than that. Tumah is a form of Tahara. First thing I learned from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, the first time I met him in Flatbush years ago, right? And after I had a passion, I went to Eretz Yisrael, you know, to learn by him, right? He said, what Tumah and Tahara is? He told me, you know what the root of the word Tumah is? Tum, like tumtum, sealed off. Mm-hmm. Tamun, tumtum, it's, you know, sealed. You don't know if he's a Zohar and Keva, sealed off, right? Metumtam, you know, sorry, sealed, right? The tetmem, so tame is a form of being sealed off, and that's why by the mitzvah, badad yeshev, the man whose tame is separate, he has to be mechutz l'machaneh. Badad Yeshev. And that's why when a woman's Tameh, she has no chibur with her husband. When you're Tameh, you can't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Tumah causes separate things to be sealed off. He said, what's Tahara? Openness. He says, Tzohar Tase La Teva, make a window for the Teva. One of the Targumim says, Tzohar Tihara, a window. It connects. Right? Interestingly enough, you know, he didn't. You know, this is what he told me. First, I learned. Then I realized later, the Gemara in Shabbos darshins this pasuk on the sixth Sidrei Mishnah. Emunas itecha chosros chabra. Emunas is seder zroin. Itecha is seder moid. Chosen is seder nashim. Yeshua is seder nezikin. Chochma is seder kachim. And das is seder taurus. Because that's what being taurus, being connected, das. Right? When things are. You know, Tahara opens up the passageways. Tumah is that the passageways are sealed off. Disconnect. And that's the shorish of death, the disconnect between body and soul that are meant to be together. Right? It's the biggest disconnect, that's why it's the biggest Tumah. Right? So when they went after, they ozvu dat makom. We're supposed to go after das Torah, and that Hashem's map of reality, and we're gonna fulfill that map of how reality is supposed to fit together in certain combinations, al pi das Torah. They abandoned that das after their pseudo das, but the pseudo das, you know, is not, since it's not the real thing, it makes separation. It brings death to the world. It brings tumah to the world. Right? So now the Mishkan, building of Ol Moed, was another chance. It was another chance. Right? And over here,
mikveh is another yitzira. You know, mikveh,
right. Right.
The world is covered. You got to cover yourself in water.
Right.
When you emerge, you are recreating the world.
That's right. So like you're a new creation, right? You're bria chadasha, right? Your new form, new tzura. Correct. That's correct. Right. So now, I think I'm saying because the mikvah is 40 saw kenegim the arboy miyom of yitzira savlat. On the 40th is like when the form comes out. Before that's maya ba'alma. It's 40 saw kenegim the 40 days, of yitzira savlat to finally get the tzura. For that's tohu vavos, just maya ba'alma, first 40 days. Right. So now in all, Kayadu, we spoke this out, the Mishkan was all about pulling the pieces together, the cosmic pieces. The Mishkan is a mini-universe, we spoke this out, right? And the Mishkan will be like the pure space. Like the Mishkan will be reality the way it was meant to be, and that's why the Shekhinah dwells, really the Shekhinah was meant to be everywhere, but reality got corrupted. Like the Mishkan and the Beis Midrash, is going to be sterile space. That's like a little mini universe. Like that's why you learn out all Melachos Shabbos from Binyan HaMishkan. It's like a mini world, right? And the Mishkan is going to be like a mini universe the way it's meant to be. And then Las Lavo, the Beis Midrash is going to have a spillover effect on the whole wide world, and the Shekhinah will taka be everywhere, right? But the Mishkan is supposed to be like this mini world. And that's why they had this din of the Zayin Yemei HaMiluim connected the first 7 days of creation, where the Mishkan built and disassembled. Built and connected that Sunday is not Monday, and Monday is not Tuesday, Vayei Vayei Boker, separate pieces. The 7 days of the Miluim are connected to Shivas Yemei Breishis. The Mishkan says the equation Mamish. It's connected to Chotz Vamudei HaShiva. So just like during the 7 days of creation, every day is separate. Every mimer of the Ten Ma'amaros is separate. The world's not, it's disassembled. Disassembled. And that's why the Mishkan was disassembled every single day. Like putting the Mishkan together today was a tikkun of Sunday. And putting the Mishkan together this day was a tikkun of Monday. But it's just the tikkun of the pieces. Right? Right? And that's why the Mishkan didn't last. It's, it's just being metakin a piece. And that's disassembled to be metakin a different piece. And that's the whole inyan that's being done It's not in its regular function. It's being metakin pieces. Connected to 7 days of creation. Right? The seven components we had. The chotzva mudei shiva. Right? On the eighth day. Right? When the Mishkan is going to stand and never come down again. Unless Am Yisrael has to change location. Right? By divine command. Right? And it's going to go. The kahuna is going to pass to Aaron Uvanov. And we spoke about this in Parshas Tetzaveh. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Avodah, it was like God is still doing the Avodah, like God created the world during the 7 days. So Moshe Rabbeinu doing the Avodah in a Choluk Lavan, She'ein Bo Imra, referring like Or Ein Sof, infinite light. As opposed to now when Aaron starts doing the Avodah with the Begodim, the Big Dead Begodim, the Chavod of Sifaris, that's like the Avodah being handed over from Hashem to the Adam. Now you take over, and now you pull it together. I gave you the pieces, now you pull it together. Right, and that's the Yom Hashmini, Vayibay Yom Hashmini. Right, the 7 days of Miluim was to set up the pieces of reality, and the eighth day, the building of Mishkan, the eighth day is Kanea pulling together all those seven pieces, in its perfected combination, perfected form, pulling together pieces, assembling them together in its perfected form. Ayadei Aaron Uvanov, which is a shot, is the Avodah is now being handed from Ein Sof to the Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was representing God this time. He was representing. He was a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's man, but he's a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Going to Aaron Varv. Now the Avodah is going to the Adam. And the Adam is going to give a tzura to those seven fixed components. Right? And then another Vaviyu get a little bit drunk with the power. But there's a difference between them. Right? And the, let's say, Am Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, and Adam and Chava. Right, that they did it l'shem shemaim, but they still did me'ain the same chet of ozvu das makom. They didn't follow Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't follow the amar halacha b'fnei Rabbam. They got also shtuye yayin. They got a little bit carried away. Purei rosh, got it carried away. Right? They went after their own das, but they did it l'shem shemaim. So it's true they died, right? But their death is different, right? Their death was called a kiddush Hashem. Right, Bekrovai Akadosh, that the lesson of Mora Mikdash was taught through them, as Moshe Rabbeinu consoles Aaron. I see that they're bigger than me and you. Akadosh Hu taught the lesson of Mora Mikdash through them, right? But it's more than that. The Zohar tells us, right, in Parshas Pinchas, right, that Nadav Aviu had their tikkun. that when Pinchas came to kill Zimri, he expired, right?
And
the other Vavil's Neshamas went into Pinchas' body and reanimated him. That's right, he became a coin. Exactly. The Zohar says the whole thing. That's why he got a din coin, because none of Avi or Kohanim went into his body, reanimated him.
Two neshamas?
Three. Yeah.
But also, he's the son of Aaron, besides that.
He was, but he wasn't a coin. He became a coin.
That's why he stabs Zimri?
And not only that. And that's when creativity is mutter. The halacha of Kanoim Pogbol is halacha ve'ein morim kein. If you ask your Rebbe, he'll tell you not to do it. It has to be, that's spontaneous, that's where spontaneity is mutter. Because it has to be spontaneous. Kanon Pogibol has to be spontaneous.
It has to be mutter.
Right?
It has to be mutter.
But if you ask your Rebbe, he'll tell you not to do it. It's halacha be mor kein. This is where you're supposed to be mor halacha b'fnei rabcha. Take the law into your own hands. Right? Be spontaneous. So that halacha was their tikkun for their spontaneity. Right? Right? And so they're doing more than what the Torah wanted. You know, they weren't rebelling. It was unauthorized, but it wasn't a rebellion, and that's how it's different. So what they did had its tikkun, it had its aliyah, and they subsequently became Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's what's brought down Kisvei Ari. Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana is Rashi Tevis Eliyahu Nadav Aviv. Right. Right, Zelio Navi, Pinchas Zelio has in him the Shamas of Nadav Aviyu, and Davka Tchias HaMesim Al Yedei Eliyahu. He's going to make Tchias HaMesim. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to make Shalom Ba'olam. He's going to pull together the pieces. Right? You know, meaning there's going to be a requiem for, because they did it L'Shem Shemayim, they didn't do it to rebel. So even though it was unauthorized, right, but the Kavana wasn't rebellious. The Kavana was to try to be Mechavin, to be Mechabit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do halachically, but because their heart was in the right place, that's why it has its tikkun. And also HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Eliyahu HaNavi, you know, to make shalom bolam, to pull the pieces together. Ve'eshiv le'evav, sabayim v'azom, v'tchias ha-mesim, that there shouldn't be any more mesim roll which came in to the world because of these types of sins. Tchias ha-mesim, that deals with that v'ubila mavsal netzis, al yedei Eliyahu. Right? And this is what has to do with Parshas Para. Parshas Para, right, as a tikkun for Tumas Meis. You know, a little bit of a tikkun, to show you that even death is not permanent. There's a way to overcome. Right? You know, a similar davar that death is not permanent is that you could take off Tumas Meis. Right? You could take off Tumas Meis. Right? You know, and that shows that there's hope, and even death is not final. Right? And that's what does Rashi say on the beginning of Parshas. So by the way, that you know everyone knows, Rashi says that it's a tikkun for Cheta Ego, which you know, the eighth that went the wrong way of rebellion. It was Cheta Ego, bro, and everything about part of them is a tikkun for Cheta Ego, right? Yeah. They took man, you know, right?
One cow for the other.
And no, but it's more than that. No, but here's the point. So Rashi says that if a baby poops in a king's palace, the mother's got to clean it up, right? Mm-hmm. Right, so Rashi says. Right, and now Kayadu al Pisod, right, that the eighth midah that we call the Malma Teva is Bina, that's called Ima. That eighth midah, we're talking about the challenge of the eighth, the midah of Bina, because the seven forces, the earthly forces, the seven components are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, right, and then the three higher ones are all about intelligent design. Ratzon Chachma Bina, or Chachma Bina Das, to put an intelligent design on it. Right? And the eighth is breakthrough, right? And the eighth is the breakthrough, and it's that eighth Mida, the eighth, is Bina, right? And that Mida is called Ima, Ki Aim Labina Tikra. And if you see your mother in a dream, Yitzape Labina, as Gemara says, right? So that Mamish, the eighth, you know, is, you know, Paraduma, right? And that's the eighth Betikuno, pulling things back together, and, you know, Tuma is the separation, pulling things back together, and bringing Tahara to the world.